Kevin Acey is a columnist for the San Diego Union-Tribune. We are talking about, obviously, coach candidates here is the topic. Ken Whisenhunt, the Browns due to talk with him on Saturday. Tell us, Kevin, your thoughts on his potential to become a head coach here or somewhere else. We know his body of work from Arizona, but what have you seen in Ken Whisenhunt now that maybe makes him more ready for the second opportunity?
You know, there's a polish to Whisenhunt, and it's like, and I say that absolute compliment, and a knowledge, just a confidence to him. And I saw it, you know, from afar, covering the Super Bowl and the Cardinals, you know, just from when the Chargers would play him. But man, he knows his stuff. The players, I mean, Philip Rivers gives, and he means no disrespect to Mike McCoy, but this is Ken Whisenhunt's offense. It's the way that Ken Whisenhunt talks and teaches. Obviously, this guy's going to be a head coach again. Did he have success in Arizona? He had a really good quarterback.
Yep.
When's Gavin success here? He had a really good quarterback. How did he get the shaft in Arizona? Couldn't find a quarterback. So, I got to throw that out there.
Kevin, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us again, and always good to talk to you. When you talk about Ken Whisenhunt, you look at this Browns team. It is a young team. It is a team that needs, I think, and we've heard this internally, a guy who can come in and be a quote-unquote leader of men, be a guy that can command the room, hold people accountable. Are those the characteristics that you see in Ken Whisenhunt?
So that's where, and I know I didn't expand on it greatly, but that polish and that confidence, and he just looks like a football coach, and he treats people right, and I do think that maybe it's not like so overt, maybe it's not like Pete Carroll, but there is a magnetism to him, and with a young team, and you know, I knew a couple of the guys that were working there and got blown out recently, and my understanding is that of the players that are there and the direction that's needed, that Ken Whisenhunt sure would fill it in there.
Kevin, you are in a very unique position to comment on the differences in the offensive philosophies or similarities, however they may appear, between Norv Turner, the most recent offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, and Ken Whisenhunt. So what are the kind of the similarities and differences in their offensive philosophies between Norv Turner and, of course, Ken Whisenhunt?
I'll tell you what, it couldn't be much more different. the willingness to hurry it up, the willingness, to do, all right, well, this week, this is what we got. All right, well, gosh, offensive line torn up. All right, well, this is what we're going to do. Phillip Rivers getting rid of the ball so incredibly quickly. First part of the season, where's the play action? Lately, more play action. I mean, it's changing week to week, and it's not like it's coach speak, like, we're going to do whatever it takes. I really, really have been impressed with what they've done. And I was a huge North guy. I really was. I saw the good things he did here. But I've really been impressed.